The Apostle John said, we have come to know and believe the love that God has toward us. That's what we've been hearing about today. To know and believe the love that God has. You know, Brother Jim mentioned it this morning, and Brother David, who was here the other day, mentioned that also, about loving Jesus first. That I love him more than my wife, and I love him more than my children. You love best when you love God first. It's that simple. My wife deserves more love than I can give her. I have to love Jesus first, and then love him with her love her with his love. That's it. We as fathers, we love our children, but we don't love them as we should love them, as they need to be loved, until we learn to love God first. Same with mothers. We love each other best when we love Jesus first. And we don't have to be threatened that our wife is falling in love with Jesus. How is that going to affect me? It's only going to be better. The love is only going to be more real and more pure and more precious than it's ever been up till now. And if we don't put Jesus first, then we're denying one another the love of God as far as our relationship is concerned. And that's a great loss. And so I need to get filled with his love every day. Because there are a lot of people I need to love, and I can't love them in myself. I need something more than what I could give. There are things that I'm not able to forgive, but through the love of Christ I can forgive anything and anyone. And I can keep my heart clean and open in light of all that he's forgiven me. And we have to learn that. We have to get to know the love of God, and we get to know that love at Calvary. Herein is the love of God manifested, that God sent his own Son to be the propitiation for our sins. You know, people say, if God is love, then why is this happening? And why did he let that happen? And what about those children that are hungry and starving? And, you know, you can, and what about that natural disaster? And what about ISIS? And, you know, you can look all over the world and you can say, where is the love of God? You're not going to find it in the world like that. You find the love of God at Calvary. When people say that to me, I say, well, if God isn't love, why would he send his own Son to come into this sin-cursed world that he could have written off in a second and suffer such agony so that I could know him and be washed and be saved and live with him forever? Tell me that. Well, I can't answer their question. They can't answer mine, so we're even. Yeah, you don't see, you can't figure out God's love by looking in the sin-cursed world and all that's going on. But you look to Calvary. That's where we see the love of God. No greater love hath a man than this, than that he would lay down his life for his friends. Praise God. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is God's love. And when you somehow begin to understand real love, the love of Christ, and a love that passes knowledge, you'll never be able to fully comprehend it. It'll take all of eternity, and we'll still be experiencing in deeper and more glorious ways the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a love that reaches to eternity, and that's pretty far, I imagine. But when we get a sight of that love, at least, and we allow that love to embrace us, you'll be surprised how much of the love of God is in this world. Even in those things where you thought you saw no love, you'll begin to see the love of God springing up. and people and the way they help one another and to survive and sacrifice and lay down their lives for each other. And you'll begin to see that it's really true. As he said, the whole world, the whole earth is being filled with the glory of Christ. We're looking through the wrong glasses. But when we get a sight of his love, then these Christless eyes begin to see beauties now that Jesus has come to live in us that they didn't see before. Praise God. I'm so glad for the things that we've heard this morning. Go home and read Romans. It'll do you good. Every morning I wake up and say, now what chapter of Romans should we look at today? And then the Lord says, don't worry about it. I'll take care of that. I wrote it. Some of these thoughts certainly come from the book of Romans about the love of God, right, and so on. In Romans chapter 5, it talks about that. Hallelujah. But I think that the Lord has really directed this meeting right from the start. I've been loving, I've been so enjoying singing these songs. How many songs have we sung so far? Has anybody counted? Kenny's looking in his book. He writes everyone down. Okay, don't figure it out now. Okay. What precious songs, what variety. There's so much to sing about God and his love, and there are volumes written. How many songs have been written in the world about Jesus? There's no one in the world who has been so adored, so honored, and deservedly so, as our wonderful Savior. They're still writing songs about them. They just can't stop. And they write some good songs nowadays too, don't they? Hallelujah. But it's all about him. It's all about him. Praise God. So, well, we could end meeting now. Wouldn't that be something? And then we could just enjoy his love all day long. That'd be great. So now I have sealed my fate. I have to end meeting, right? Hallelujah. We just want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Let's see how the Lord will bring this to a close this morning. Let's just look to him and be open to him. Oh, precious Jesus. Such love. Oh, God, we love you. Hallelujah. Let's sing Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. That's in our hymn book. It's number 2 or 3. Let's see. Number 3. And there it says, fix that love in us, thy humble dwelling. Come and live in us in a greater way, and let the love of Jesus just fill us to overflowing. That's the idea. And so let's believe God as we sing. Number 3. Let's stand together.
Praise God.
May the love of God our Father and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.